This outdoor theater has been taking place since the 1970s. It's hosted in a very small town and is all about life in and around that town. In fact, there's a good chance you know some of the story because you read about it once upon a time. It's our feature on the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with its share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide. They have farm-certified agents. That's right, agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
Why do you listen?
You get the local news, and the weather is up to date all the time.
Oh, I love sports. It's good to hear what's going on because you can't make it to all the games.
I listen from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night.
It moves with me. It's portable. It goes with me. It's in my car. I can find my mood. I can flip through stations up and down the dial. There's always something that's talking to me.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com. Tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
As Julie Danielowski explains, there's quite a show that has been taking place every summer since the 1970s in Walnut Grove, Minnesota.
It started out in a school gymnasium, and then they got ready this outdoor amphitheater outside of town on the banks of Plum Creek.
And if that location, Plum Creek, rings a bell, perhaps it's because it was in the title of one of the well-known books by Laura Ingalls Wilder. This community has produced the Wilder Pageant for decades now, an outdoor drama depicting Wilder's life here. It's a production that may include up to 75 performers.
In attendance, we have anywhere from 600 to 1,500 people come and watch us in an outdoor setting with amazing sound and lights and live horses, cows, fire.
And the show was performed weekends in July, now attracting well over 300,000 people in its history. Julie's daughter was in the show when she was 7, then took a break, but she made Julie promise if she did the show again, both would audition together.
Mom, remember you said that, and I thought, oh, yeah, well, I'm kind of busy this year. Your brother's graduating, and I'm just too busy. And of course, everybody thought that was a ridiculous excuse, and it was. It was an excuse because I had stage fright.
Julie got over the nerves, and now, well over a decade later, plays the role of Mrs. Olson. Many of the actors are parents who got involved after their kids initially joined the show. It's quite a thing to see.
It's a great production, and people think, oh, it's just a play, and it's wonderful. It's very meaningful, and this is the real deal and the real-life people that Walnut Grove.
It is truly a great show shared by a small town for several decades now. Traveling the countryside in Walnut Grove, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.